You don't want to see me.
Today's learning should be learned this time. Lush from Shai Mosh and the Rift Gwaz Israel. Sir Menachem ben Ramosha. Sus for Shlema Chai Mosh Shiva Malka. And Shman Sarah Marim Brach Vassar Malka. Sus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding a Milah Simon Reish Beis. We started with Sif Aleph last time. And we started here in Hilchas Brachas. And as I mentioned, it's really complicated. It's really, you know, a lot of different details that will determine what the halacha is. And it's especially more difficult because a lot of the foods we eat today are not necessarily similar to the foods that they had back then when the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah was being written. So let's start over here. We are holding by the Ramah in the middle of Sif Aleph. Okay. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, we're at the Ramah. Okay, so remember last week we discussed that if you have wine is a bayer pri hagafen, and even if it's mixed with other ingredients, it would still remain a bayer pri hagafen. Now it's important to note the following. That case that the Mechaber gave us is a case where the items that it was mixed with was there to enhance the wine. Okay, so since the whole purpose of those items was to enhance the wine, it remains a bayer pri hagafen. And it didn't make a difference whether it was rive, the wine was rive or not rive. If the purpose, and this is a common theme that we'll find throughout brachas, that when something is there only for the sole purpose of enhancing something else, then the bracha on the ikar, which is being enhanced by the other item, is the bracha that you make. So, simple example, not literal, because mezainis generally brings in a different rule anyway, but let's, for argument's sake, a cracker that you decided to put some peanut butter on. The peanut butter is enhancing the cracker. And therefore, you would not make a bracha on the peanut butter, you would only make a bracha on the cracker, leaving aside the mezainis aspect, but it's just the point. That was the first case in Mechaber. Now, there's other cases where you have a mixture. And when it comes to a mixture, you have to understand not sometimes the mixture may have, not necessarily the two, three, or four items that are mixed together are not necessarily there to enhance each other, but it actually creates a new mixture and you want all the ingredients in the mixture. So there, you have to figure out which is the ikar in that mixture. And there's a lot of different factors that go into it. So let's see the Ramah. Im nisar of yayin b'sheichar. If wine and sheikha got mixed together, azlin and achar rive. So the Ramah says we go after the rive. Now, this is, like I said, this was unlike what we said before, because over, and there's, Bir Halacha gets into this and discusses this. Basically, either one shot is you really didn't want this mixture at all to get mixed together, but others say is that they're really both an ikar. You want the sheikha, you want the yayin. There's neither one of them is more, the sheikha is not enhancing the yayin is not enhancing the sheikha, so you're creating a mixture of the two together. So how do we figure out which is the ikar over here? So here we go by rive, since they are both important aspects of it. Im a rive yayin, if most is yayin, mevarach bayer pri hagafen. The im a rive sheikha, mevarach shehakel. If the majority of this mixture is sheikha, then you make a shahakal. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Im a rive sheikha, v'loy dami l'ha that came along the kamam b'simen reish dal tzif hayabago. It's not similar to the case that we're going to see later on. The dai she yesh b'yayim at yosem echad mishisha negan amayim. There we're talking about when you mix water with wine, and there we say that as long as the wine is at least 1/6, we still consider it wine. Why is that? There, you're mixing the wine to the water in to dilute the wine. Not because you want to drink the water, because the wine is too strong to drink on its own. Just a disclaimer, we're not talking about the wine bismanazet. The wine bismanazet, you mixed in 6 times water, it will probably not be a bayer pri hagafen, but we'll get to that discussion later on. Ayin sham. The hasam derech mezigas yayin b'mayim. There, you enhance the wine by watering it down with water. V'alkein lo shayich loy medi yispat tala yayin neged amayim. That the wine should get bottled because of the water. She nimzigu ba denasa hakul kaminecha. That becomes wine that was watered down, but it's wine. You don't dilute your wine with beer. It's like you had two different minim. You decided to mix it together into a mixture. How do you decide which is the ikar? The chol min shehu raiv hu ikar. In such a case where they're both just a mixture, there's neither one is enhancing the other, you go after the raiv. The gra says that even in case of wine, he holds it so chashiv that even if it was more, less than half, even almost as much as it was with the water, you would still make a bayre pri hagafen. Okay, let's start with sif beis. Okay, as I said, we're going to start seeing some different yesodis in making of brachas. So now, in sif beis, we're going to also do another little hagdam over here, right? And take a little bit more time to get through some of this stuff, but we'll get through it, and hopefully we'll be a little bit smarter. So when it comes to peiros, generally, a fruit from the tree, as we said, is a bayre pri ha'etz. Fruit from the ground is bayre pri ha'adama. What does something have to be in order to be considered a fruit from the tree? In order for something to be fruit from the tree, you have five criteria it needs to be met. Number one, it has to be grown enough to be called a fruit. We'll see different situations. That is a different measurement, but it has to be grown to the point that it's considered a fruit. Okay. Number two, it has to be roi lachila, that if it's disgusting, it doesn't taste good, then you don't make any bracha on it at all. Okay, so number one, it has to be called a pri. Number two, it has to be roi lachila. Number three, that it has to be the ikar reason the tree was grown for. So you will see there's certain times that we have trees that have multiple items on it that are edible. Okay, the simple example is the caper bush. I'll send the picture later on. The caper bush has a fruit, seeds kind of capers that are inside a pod. The capers are edible, the pod is edible, and the leaves are edible. What is the ikar that the tree is grown through? So in order for something to be a bayre pri ha'etz, it has to be the fruit of that tree that is the main reason that it grows for. Now this creates a complexity when it comes to fruit juices. What bracha are they, right? So, but leaving that aside for a second, the bottom line is it has to be ikar. So if a tree produces, simple, tree produces two different edible products, one is the main reason you grow it, that would be a fruit. The one other one is not the main reason people plant it, that would not get a bracha of a ha'etz, okay? So that was condition number three. Condition number four, you have to be eating it in the normal way that it's eaten. So if it's normally eaten cooked, then you have to be eating it cooked. It should be that bracha. If it's normally eaten raw, you have to be eaten. If it's eaten both ways, that's fine. But if it's generally raiv am eat it either cooked or raw, that has to be the way you're eating it in order to get the bracha. Okay? And the last condition is that you actually have to have the flesh of the fruit kayim, not you turned it into liquid or you made it into such a mush, then it doesn't necessarily get the bracha for your eight. So let's see the mechaber inside. Says the Mechaber, Habaisa, when it comes to grapes that are not fully grown, when it has not yet reached the size of this bean that's called kapoil lava, you do not make on it the ha'etz, you make on it priyadama. Now, this is only talking about grapes. Okay, now, the reason is, since the ikar reason grapes is planted, is to make wine. And therefore, until it's at the point that it could make wine, you wouldn't even get an eight. So it gets one downgrade from hagafen to an eight, right? Because you're not making wine out of it. You're eating it as a fruit. So the ultimate bracha on a grape, it would really be hagafen, because that's the main reason it's grown. So you make a hagafen once you squeeze and you make wine. If you're not making wine, so you downgrade it to an eight. If it's not even grown yet to the point that it can make wine, then you downgrade it further to a hadama. Now says Mechaber, and since we don't really know what's this size, and you always make a bayre pri hadama until it's for sure large enough that it's way past that point, because you have a suffix. If you're not supposed to make an eitz on it, then you're not yotze with the eitz. Hadama, you'd be yotze either way, as we'll learn later on. Either because it's the right bracha, because it's not grown enough, or anyway, if you make hadama on a fruit, even though you're not supposed to do that lechatchila, but over here, since we don't know at what point it's grown enough, so therefore, if it's not grown enough, you make a hadama on it until it's for sure big enough that it's considered right. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this before we go further. Pile love him a guideline to size by a predominant the cult, Davish Gadal Elon, the Aina Ikapri. Everything that is grown on a tree. Now we'll go through some of the rules we said. Chol davish gadol ilan ve'ena ikapri. It's not the ikur. Is a bayer pri adama. Now umitoych shalom noida sheyesh kama meaning gadolim katanim. There's some grapes are smaller, some are bigger. Some of these pale lovins are bigger, some are smaller. So we don't really know what the right thing is. La'olam v'varech. You always make a adama. Mishun de b'di'evin in berach bayer pri adama al priya eitz yotza. B'di'evin I made a bracha adama on her eitz. I'm yotz anyway. It's for the kama simeration of age rav. We'll see later on. And we call makam mechagoyin zeh. Now here's a very interesting twist. And we call makam mechagoyin zeh ein lechem em kashia shachai bracha achrayna ela b'tay chasuda. You cannot eat the amount that is need that would require you to make a bracha achrayna unless you're eating it during a meal. And cave and choose something mevarach achrayim and shalosh ibarin nefashas rabbis, and or you should make a bar nefashas. So now, what's he saying over here? Enechanam, he said that if this grape is not large enough to be a kapoil lovan, make adama. And if you're not sure, make adama. Okay, since that would be a bracha anyway. However, that works because hadama lamaisa you yaitz anyway. If the grape, now, what about the bracha achrayna? If the grapes are large enough to be ha'eitz, you're making a alamichya on it, right? Or ala'eitz on it, not alamichya, ala'eitz on it. Now, if they're hadama, you're making a bar nefashis. Now, a bar nefashis is not yaitza b'di'evet for a ala eitz. So that doesn't work. So this eitza make a hadama, till you know for sure it's big enough, only works for the bracha rishayna. For the bracha achrayna, you'll be remain as a problem. So if you're in the middle of a meal and they bring you these baisa grapes that are for dessert, okay, dessert, I got to make another bracha, I'll make a hadama on it. No problem, because you're going to be your bracha achrayna anyway, is going to be the benching. Or if you just eat a very small amount that you're not mechuyev in a bracha achrayna, as we learned, if you don't need a kezayis, not mechuyev in a bracha achrayna, then it's also okay. But if you're going to make the hadama, not during a meal, and you're going to eat enough that you're mechuyev in bracha achrayna, now you're stuck. You can't make ala eitz because maybe they weren't big enough. You can't make a bari nefashis because if they were big enough, you can't make a bari nefashis. Okay? So therefore, this will only work in a case where you either don't have to make a bracha achrayna, you did it during a meal. So you shouldn't, until it's gadol b'yaisa. V'im lifi maris ayin, kevan nigmar bishulay. If based on looking at it, it looks like it was completely ripened. A nafka mina klal begadloy. The size doesn't make a difference at all. This whole thing about the size had to do where it's unripe. It's not yet ripened enough. But if it's fully ripened, even if it's very small. Sometimes we have these, the champagne grapes, they're very small. Right? That is fully ripened, and therefore it's an eitz. If you can already see the seeds through it from the outside, right? So as the grape gets larger, it becomes more translucent, the skin, because it's getting stretched out. And therefore, it is definitely considered a bayer priya eitz, and you'd be able to make that bayer priya eitz. Okay, we will stop over here and continue with tomorrow together with, we're going to start talking about other pears, not the grapes.